Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, I don't know whether you saw the story today. It was in the news that the self-harm rates in girls from ages 10 to 14 continues to rise. Young girls are dealing with emotional and psychological stress and feel like they have no other option. And it's worrying to think that young teenagers, both boys and girls, don't know what's going on and don't know how to deal with it. It's also worrying to think that you don't know, as a parent, what your child is going through. Coincidentally, we received an email from a listener with an issue that they have with their child and they're looking for some advice. And it kind of goes down that road, so I want to take it reasonably seriously if we can. Hi, Niall. I never thought I'd be writing to you with this issue, but I've been really struggling with something that has caused a big divide with me and my daughter, and I'd really like to hear what others think. I have a daughter, 16 years of age. We normally have a very close relationship, but in recent months it's kind of changed, and she's become a little bit distant. Now, I suppose, just to pause there for a second, you could argue that that happens with a lot of teenagers, because you start to have less in common with them. As they get older, they have friends, they have a bigger group circle of friends, they start to withdraw slightly from their parents, because they're not as cool anymore. So that can happen. That's not really very unusual, unless there's other symptoms going on. But she goes on to say, anyway, she's been withdrawn and constantly on her phone. I've even heard her upset and crying at night. I tried asking her what was going on, but she shut me out completely and told me she was fine. I was worried, so out of desperation, I did something I now think was maybe the wrong decision. I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I remembered she had told me her password ages ago. So I decided to take a chance and chance my arm to try to get into her phone to see what was going on. I know that sounds, or how that sounds, but I was scared for her and I felt I had no other option. What I found on her phone horrified me. She'd been in a relationship with a boy 3 years older than her. I see messages between them that I couldn't believe, things that they were saying to each other. Between the breakup texts, the graphic and deeply personal descriptions of what they had been going on between them, it left me absolutely in shock. She was clearly in a lot of pain, and reading the messages made me feel like I'd failed her as a mother. But I was so angry, and I just wanted to protect her. I decided to confront her, and she exploded. She went crazy, screaming and shouting at me for violating her privacy, and now refuses to speak to me at all. She says she'll never trust me again. I know I invaded her privacy, but what else am I meant to do? She's my child. She's 16. It's my job. What if something terrible had happened? Should I just stood there by watching? Yes, I understand what I've seen. No parent should see their child writing, particularly some of the sexual descriptions she was talking about. Some of it was quite graphic, I have to be honest now, and it's hard to unsee. But I do need some advice. Was I wrong to look through her phone? Even if it was out of concern, at what point does a parent need to protect their child? And what point does that protection outweigh their right to privacy? I love my daughter, and all I want for her is the best and to be safe and happy. I genuinely don't know if I've just crossed a line that I can't come back from. Thanks, Hannah. Now, I did this topic going back 30 years ago. But 30 years ago, it wasn't a mobile phone. I remember somebody had written to us because her mother had looked in her diary. And she was 14 or 15 years of age. And this is a kind of similar topic, because nowadays their phone is their diary. It's where they put all their personal thoughts between two people. They message each other on WhatsApp or whatever, with Snapchat, whatever it is. And I can imagine any parent listening out there, you will be absolutely naive if you think your daughter or son, for that matter, who is 16 years of age, does not have sexual content between them and their friends. There will be sexual content. There will be content that will absolutely horrify you. But I want you to do me a favor and think back to when you were that age. And what conversations did you have with your friends? Probably similar, but you didn't put them down on a phone because you didn't have a phone. You talked to them face to face. So nobody could really re-record it and give it back to your parents. But your parents would have been horrified, probably, at some of the conversations that you would have had with a girlfriend at 16 or 15 years of age. Wouldn't they? Because all of us have been through that, but what we do as parents is we would hate to think that our children would behave the way we did when we were their age. We think they're more protected now from that kind of stuff. So what I want you to do is I want you to text or WhatsApp, and the number, as usual, is 087 188 0008. Did she do anything wrong? Do you believe she did anything wrong by looking at her daughter's phone? When she had a genuine concern. Let me go to Mike. Mike, hi, how are you?
No, you don't think?
Good. Mike, she had a genuine concern. Unfortunately, it all backfired. And she looked at her phone when she's 16 years of age. Should she have looked at her phone?
100%. Of course. Of course, Neil. The same, I touched on that one night there before. I was picked with my back and my daughter left her phone charging in the house and I went through the phone and I was shocked, like, you know, and I wouldn't be no kind of holy joy or anything like that. But she was hardly 16 at that time. And I was gobsmacked. And I didn't know, they call that tough love. No,
yeah.
And I said, you know, it's very simple like that. I said, number one, I said, you know, you two, I don't want to be a grandfather yet, I said.
Every parent says that, don't they? I don't want to be a grandparent yet, yeah.
Gotcha. But like, the detail, the graphic and that, like, you know, at 16, okay, so we were all kind of chasing girls and all that crack at that age, like, but there was some, you know, there was, and you know, we weren't the other boys or anything like that, like, but you still had some respect, you still kind of, you know, I wasn't sexually active at 16, and like that's all,
no,
you know.
No, nor was I.
You know, and
but you might have been sexually active, but you were talking about it.
Well, I was always a great believer of all sexy attack about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You were talking to your mates about it. Your mates were telling you stories and telling you things. Mike, the problem is that you had those conversations face-to-face with your mates, your pals in school, whatever, okay? Nowadays, they have those conversations on phones. So it's there for all to see if somebody finds it.
Yeah. Well, like, and like the daughter, she would throw the ties out of the pram and all that. Like, she will come around and look, as she said, you know, and she'll probably come back to her mother sometime and say, you know, Mom, you were right, or thing like that. Like, and you know, because when you started going out now, when I started going out, the facts of life we got is number one, do I ever hear of one of you fighting over a woman? You know, that was the father, that was the facts of life he gave us. And when I got married, then the next thing was do the best you can, like, you know, yeah, like we get married. But, you know, but like things were so simple. But now, with, like, this is all this technology, you know, and all this modern thing, like, and it's not for the good now. Like, it's not.
Well, we've discussed that many times. I think we're all happy enough to agree that it doesn't do them any benefit whatsoever. But here's the thing. So you agree the mother was right to take the opportunity to look at her phone.
100%.
Does a child deserve privacy? When I say a child, a 16-year-old, do they have any right to privacy?
No. Well, while she's living under her roof, Neil. While she's living under her roof, she lives by her rules. And like, okay, I remember I was walking at 16. I went home and I said to my mother, "Oh, I'm independent now. I'm off my own. I'm earning my own money." "That's fine," says she. She said, "You'll have wash your own clothes and have your own clothes ready Friday night when you're going out and get your own grub and all that." I said, "It's not wrong. Bring me back to my senses, won't it?"
You weren't one of those lads that brought home the washing to your mother, were you?
No. Well, I was living at home, but I was working with a builder at the time, like.
Okay.
And I was independent, like, so I don't know that I didn't think I'd have to do anything around the house and all that, like. But fair thing, she wouldn't long bring me back to reality. Like,
I'm sure she was. She sounds like a good mother. Okay, but stay there for a second, Mike. Let me just go and get a female opinion here. I have Anne and Siobhan to go to as well. Anne, hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Anne, do you have any right as a parent to look in your 16-year-old daughter's phone?
I think you do, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it many a times myself and I'll continue to do it. You don't know what's going on in there and I just feel like, you know, I actually think you're helping them out by going in there looking at the phone. They don't realise even happening.
Now, would you ask, when you're going to do it, do you ask them, can I have a look at your phone?
No,
or do you just, no, you just take it?
No, so then they clear everything out.
Well, that's what I'm saying, they just delete the everything.
Phone.
Yeah.
I've picked up the phone and I've seen awful things before and... Only that I found them, God knows what the situations that the kids would get themselves into.
And when you say you'd see awful things, what, just the language they use, the graphic content?
Pictures, the children these days are getting you know, the pressure on them, you know, they're getting maybe sent pictures and things like that. So they do these things, they don't realize the repercussions of it, you know. No. So luckily I found some things and was able to stop it before anything had happened. But girls these days, like, they don't realize the pressure. You don't realize the pressure they're under, and they do these to be in the groups and to be in the gangs. And it's not like years ago, like you were saying there on the diaries, you know, this is the internet. These things are there forever.
Yeah. The diary can go in the bin, yeah, if you wanted to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more than pictures. Then you're talking about the bullying as well that goes on. So, I mean, I've picked up my phone, my daughter's phone many a times, two girls, and on both occasions there was fighting and bullying going on, you know. So as far as I'm concerned, if they're my daughters, I'm helping them out, and I'll continue.
Yeah, I remember talking to somebody on the air going back a good while ago now, and she did the same. She picked up her daughter's phone. Her daughter was 15, and there was two or three girls having a go with her, picking at her, and they were telling her to kill herself.
Well, I've had a similar situation.
That's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, and I couldn't control myself. I went around to the house with the mother, but the mother didn't care. Didn't care. So you just don't know what you're dealing with, you know. So at least you can, I can then sit down with my daughters and I can explain things to them and they can understand it, rather than you just don't know what, if I didn't look, then I would never have known. God knows what would have happened.
So what is the age? Where's the cutoff point where they have a right
hard,
to...
It's a tricky one. It's a tricky one.
18, is it 18, basically? That's it. When they're an adult, you can do what you want.
I'd say 17 or 18, yes. Yeah. 17 or 18. I wouldn't go with 18, God no, but say 16, definitely.
Yeah.
I'd be definitely still looking.
Mm. And what's the reaction? What's their reaction when you look on their phone?
Oh, there's killings in the house and they hate me and they're never talking to me again. And
you're ruining.
Today I'm their mother.
Did you get the line? I've often got that line, you're ruining my life.
Yeah. Of course I am. Of course, at the end of the day, I'm not their best friend. You know, I'm here to be their mother at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, I think you sound really responsible in the way you're dealing with that. I think that's the way it should be dealt with. And can I ask you, how often, or is it only when you feel something might be up that you'd look on their phone,
you know,
or would you do
it? I always have that gut instinct, and I just know. And I can be honest with you, I've never ever picked up the phone and put it back down and said, oh, there's nothing there. Every time I pick it up, there's something going on. Yeah.
Okay.
So that'll tell you, like, and it's not very often. It's only every couple of months. If I'm doing that every couple of months and every time I pick up the phone and there's something there, you know, it's madness, really.
Yeah. And the reaction from them is usually anger, tears. And do they come back to you afterwards and say, ma'am, you were right?
I wouldn't say they'd say that. But I mean, I think they understand. You know, they understand I'm only looking out for them.
Yeah, because they're children and they have to understand children.
If they don't know, they will in the future. That's the way I see it. Mm.
Mike, see, that's good. That's good parenting, Mike, isn't it?
Oh, she's perfect. She's doing a mighty job. And the thing about it, and she said again in a nutshell, Niall, she's not there to be their best friend. She's there to keep them the straight and narrow. And you know, they can be becoming best friends when she's 18 or 20, or, when they've finished education or when they start their job or whatever they're doing. Like, that's brilliant. Like, that was another thing I was going to come on and say there. Like, see, with the amount of bullying that's going on there with girls and things like that, to see, like, and they can't talk. They're afraid to talk to their parents about it and all that. Like, and how many cases have gone wrong that kids have...
Yeah,
and
it seems to be worse for some reason with girls, and that's why in the news today it mentioned the self-harm rates for girls, 10 to 14, is continuing to rise. And it seems to be worse for girls because, well, I don't want to state the obvious, but we all know psychologically girls can do a lot of damage to each other. You know, they're friends one minute, they're not talking to them the next minute, and then they're talking behind their back the next minute, and then there's a group of them ganging up on them because they don't want them in the group anymore, and all this kind of stuff. It's just like drama after drama after drama.
Yeah, it's never-ending, like, never-ending, and it's frightening, like, and, you know, a lot of girls thin that have suffered from anorexia there or any one of them sicknesses, like, that's all bullying and the phone, like, and that, and, you know, just, you know, and you see, when I was growing up thin, Niall, I was kind of bullied as well, because I was always in the strong side, and I was a fat fucker and all that, like, and that, but... I turned that into positivity, and that always taught me to be the best I could. But no, somebody called me a fat fucker, it wouldn't mind, because, you know, they're not telling lies. But you can deal with it when you're, but, you know, it could have gone very wrong for me too, like my younger days, couldn't it, like?
Yeah, you know, my mom used to always say, sticks and stones break your bones, names will never hurt you. But if they do hurt you, that's the bottom line. Stay there a second, Anne. Let me go to Siobhan as well. Siobhan, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
I'm good. Siobhan, I'm listening to Anne there, but let's go back to the email. Was the mother right to look through her phone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course she was.
But the daughter's now not speaking to her.
Doesn't matter. The daughter cannot speak to her all she likes. Is she please paying the bill? That's the rule in my house. I pay the phone bills in this house. Why don't I tell them I'm checking? I just wait for them to go into the shower or something and I have a little look, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you ever found anything that you were disappointed to see?
Oh, I tell you what, I think you and I talked about this before. When my son started secondary school, he got a phone, you know, he's going on the bus and all. He's a bit of a, well, back then he was a bit of a dope, you know? He'd like walk around with his head in the cage. So I got on the phone like many of us do because we think, you know, they're going to be on their own. And that's really why we're doing it. But it turns into something much more toxic than that. But anyway, he got a phone and I listened to a voice note on his phone one night because he was very quiet. And he's a quiet lad anyway, but he just, you know, he was in his room and all that. Anyway, I got onto his phone. I listened to a voice note and he has two younger sisters. And my kids are only really a year apart, you know. So this voice note said, like, two lads talking to each other. And they said, oh, let's go and find Siobhan's son. I won't say his name.
No, don't say his name. Call him Mick. No. Call him Mick.
Mick, right? Let's go and find Mick's dad, will we? And they're having this conversation with one another. And my young lad would have been maybe 12. And at that point, he hadn't seen his father since he was 6. And he's just coming up 19 now. He'd be 19 in July. He hasn't seen his father since he was 6. Two cruel little bastards, you know, and they're making fun of him and sending it to him. It was absolutely, it was just so horrible, so horrible. Like, let's go and find Mick's dad. Do you think he knows where he is? Oh, no, you know, all this carry on. It was horrible. And then we had a young lad move into our estate here. And my heart went out to him because he was being neglected on every level. My young lad is upstairs. He keeps ringing me. I'm down in the kitchen. Isn't that shocking? Anyway.
That's what they all do.
Oh, my God. I was so worried about this youngster. I don't want to say too much. But anyway, his parent was just unapproachable. There was no way. I did approach her about that vice note. She was off her.
Yeah.
Not. She was gone, the eyes rolling in her head. So I felt sorry for her as well, you know?
Yeah.
And it just seems to be such a cycle. Anyway, I told her what her son had said about what he was going to do to one of my daughters, yeah? And it was absolutely shocking. And she came to the door and she went, no, I don't believe you said that. And I said, I thought you might say that. So I played the voice note for her. Well, she just was not interested. She wasn't capable of looking after this child, you know?
Yeah.
And I actually rang the school and spoke to the school because I was able to see his name because his parent was unapproachable, you know? Just for somebody to intervene and take a look.
Yeah, what was going on?
Yeah. What's going on with that child, you know? So these phones, they are weapons. This social media, it is destroying these children. It truly, truly is. They are stuck into their phones. They communicate with everybody through their phones, through likes, through smiley faces, emojis. Like social media and mobiles and all the emojis and all that. They have just...
See, here's the problem. Here's the problem.
They've replaced the language that we used to stand and speak.
Go
on, sorry.
No. Here's the problem. Like, when you were a kid in school and when Anne was a kid in school, right?
Yeah.
You know, some girls, two girls might come over to you and just give you an example. And they go, Siobhan, you're a bitch, right? That was fine, okay? Yeah, I mean, it might have hurt you. You walked away and maybe you didn't. Nothing else ever happened. I don't know. Yeah. But the problem now is they do it online. And then it's screenshotted and sent to more people who then join in and say, oh yeah, Siobhan is a bit of a bitch or Siobhan is this or Siobhan is that. So they all gang up then. And then it's, oh, let's kick Siobhan out of the WhatsApp group and isolate her. You know, and this is what happens now with kids. So what was a small drama 20 years ago in a schoolyard is now a massive drama on the internet where more people are involved.
Yeah. It's in your home, it's in your bedroom. Like when we were younger, we could just close, we could leave school, come
and
home,
close the door. Yeah.
Close the door and crack on with our own little life. But our real friends that we played outside with it, not for us, yeah?
Yeah.
And kids have just lost that. It's like parents that are listening to this now, how often is it somebody?
It's sorry, difficult to hear you there. I think you moved on to a speakerphone, but go on.
Oh, no, no, no. Like, it's nobody really knocks for your kids anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they're all sort of meeting up here, there, and everywhere. And, you know, it's mad that you should just.
Yeah.
I have a real open door here. I love to meet my children's friends. So they are welcome into my house at any time. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Just chat to them because they love chatting, you know. They might not like chatting to their moms and dads. But they chat to everybody else's friends and dad, you know?
That's the mad thing about kids nowadays. So, by the way, when you look through the phone, just before we go into the break, when you look through the phone, was there anything, yeah, apart from obviously that message that you found, the voice message, was there language, yeah, that your own son or daughter, whatever, was using that you kind of were taken off guard and you went, oh my God, I didn't think he spoke like that. I didn't think he knew. I didn't think he knew about that.
They swear a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the one.
Oh, well, look, that you can live with that. You can live with that.
I can live with that because I don't allow them to swear when they're talking to me.
No.
You know?
No, well, I was the same. We swore in school probably, but I wouldn't dare swear in the house in front of my mother and father right till the day they died, by the way, because if I did, my father would box the head off me. All right, welcome back. And that's quite shocking what Siobhan found on our young lad's phone, you know, other two people talking about him, basically bullying about him not having a father. I mean, that's kind of atypical of the type of stuff that you'd find. But does it surprise you, by the way, that it's more so girls than boys that seem to have this problem?
Is this to me? Sorry.
Anne. Yes, to you. Does it surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, I have three girls and my sister has three boys and the difference in the house is unbelievable.
Mm.
The girls, especially when they're about 12, 14, they're in all girls school as well. The bitchiness, the jealousy, it's just mental. It's crazy. And then obviously, as you're saying, it doesn't feel like it's not like there's a school around. It's coming home with them 24/7.
Oh, your phone is just breaking up there, Anne. Just move to a different part of the room or upstairs or something. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, go
ahead.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead. Go on.
No, I was just saying, like, it just doesn't stop, as you were saying. Like, the girls, they just do not stop. It's bing, bing, bing. Even when my daughter's asleep, you can still hear the phone vibrating. Yeah.
That's mind-blowing, isn't it?
The pressure and the stress. Can you imagine waking up to, like, 50 messages? It's bing, 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 bing all the time. And I don't know how they deal with it.
Like 4 o'clock in the morning, it's still going. Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, it still goes. It still goes.
And you'd wonder what parents are allowing their children to stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it does. I don't know, to be honest with you. No, I do know it's I go in and I make sure the phones are across the room. So they're nowhere near the bed and they'd be fast asleep. But it'd just be still going on. So there are kids up in the middle of night still on their phones.
I used to have a rule years ago, but mind you, I was lucky that my kids at the time, who are all much older now, kind of escaped all of this because this is really only happening in the last 10 years. But when it started, of course, they were on it. And the rule was, you know, when they went to bed after an hour, they put their phones outside at the door of the bedroom.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I think that's the only way out of it, because telling them to leave it even on the other side of the room is not going to work because they'll still hear it.
Yeah, no, and that's true. I know, I get the usual, you know, I need my alarm clock in the morning, that kind of thing. But in fairness,
I'll buy you an alarm clock.
Yeah, that's true. I do go in and I do make sure it's on, like, she's fast asleep.
Oh, unfortunately, we're losing your line again there. Maybe your line is just bad wherever part of the country you happen to be in there, Anne, or whatever your signal is. Stay there for a second, we'll come back to you in a second, Siobhan. Let me just go to David. David, hi, how are you?
And Niall, hi. Very good to talk to you again.
David, back to the email, the original email. And Siobhan and Anne absolutely believe you have the right to look through their phone at 16. But some parents will argue that it's an invasion of their privacy.
Oh, that's nonsense. There's a child while they're in your care, custody, control.
Are you on a speakerphone? Are you on a speakerphone, David? It's hard to hear you.
I am on a speakerphone. Yeah.
Please, if I can ask all listeners when you come on the air, try not to be in a speakerphone. It makes it very difficult for us here because we've a processor.
Sorry. Okay, hang on.
It's just that we have a processor on the system and it finds it really difficult to deal with speakerphones. Go on.
It's changed things.
That's okay.
Yeah, hi, Niall. It's you know, you're the parent. It's that until they're 18,
You have absolute right over and control over them, and you are responsible for them. You know, if a 17-year-old goes out and commits some crime or whatever, you would be liable for it, potentially.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, absolutely. It's you're completely responsible. You're the adult. You've got to behave like an adult and deal with the matters. And also, you need to know what your children are up to. Now, obviously, I would support. Was it Catherine Buffingham, the head teacher over in the UK? She's called for the ban of smartphones until they're 16.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. And I know Simon Harris has been talking about, you know, banning smartphones or, well, banning social media up to 16 like they did in Australia. But I did talk about that the other night, and I said I'd go one step further and just ban the sale of smartphones for people under the age of 16. Now, and even if the parents buy them, they shouldn't get to give them to children.
Yeah, I was quite interested in your last topic, the Klinger financing.
Yeah.
Because I think that's linked into the previous topic.
Oh, okay. Because they're buying them. They're buying them through finance. Yeah.
Well, no, they don't. I think the whole the financing of
through apps on phones. Yeah, I know what you. I know where you're.
It's purely drugs. It's money laundering.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let's not go back to the previous topic, David. Hey, let's stick to this one anyway. Because we'll confuse the whole audience. Anyway, getting back, so the mother is saying that the daughter won't speak to her. Is that a problem?
Well, I think it is a problem. It's an issue. I'm in that situation myself, but there we go. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Why are you in that situation? Well, okay, nothing over a mobile phone. She just doesn't want to speak to you. That's a separate issue, okay? No, I don't know your personal details. I thought it was over a mobile phone. No, okay.
No, the previous caller was saying that that the lad hadn't spoken to his father since he was six or something. I think the mother. I think the mother's got a lot to do with that.
Well, that was Siobhan. How is it Siobhan's fault if her ex-husband or partner doesn't speak to his own son?
I don't know the circumstances there. But if he was available, why can't you know? She should facilitate.
Because he's a floose. That's why.
Why is he on about?
Yeah, I don't know, Sean.
Okay, no, sorry. Maybe I've got the wrong end of the stick.
Look. I mean, I have absolutely no doubt, because I've spoken to Siobhan many times over the years, that Siobhan is a good mother and does the best by her children. So. Just because a father doesn't speak to a child or abandons children at a young age doesn't necessarily mean it's always the mother's fault. Now, don't get me wrong, there are situations where the mother has denied access, and I get that.
I take it back. I take it back.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Entirely.
Oh, that's okay.
No,
he's just a floose.
Deservedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know the situation from another way.
I've seen that. I know what you're referring to, and I've seen situations like that too, where some mothers can make it very difficult for the fathers to have access. But I don't think that's the case. But either way, no matter what the reason, that doesn't give two kids the right to bully him over it.
No.
You know?
Absolutely not.
No. It was in Siobhan's best interest to look at his phone to see what was going on. You know, to see why he might be feeling a bit down about that.
And you know, schools hate dealing with bullies because teachers are fundamentally bullies themselves. The very basis of teaching is the definition of bullying.
Not all teachers are bullies. Some are really good. Some are assholes. Yeah.
What I'm saying, Al, is that the definition of bullying is...
You're making very general, wide-sweeping terms here. I mean...
been in the cooking, Sherry.
Yeah.
Not yet. I intend to be in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't, then you should.
There's a lot of good teachers out there, David, who care about the children in their class. There's a lot of teachers out there who are idiots. Oh. I get you. And who are bullies.
I would certainly agree, you know, to the likes of Catherine Buffingham, who I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, well, she's not the only one, by the way, who's good. Can I just point out? But I'm just saying, you can't make a statement like all teachers are bullies. Because they're not.
If you look at the legal definition of bullying...
Ah, would you stop out of that?
Okay, that's just lawyering, yes. But yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they're not bullies. Let's clarify that, okay, just for anyone's listening.
Yeah,
most are not, actually, in fairness.
One would hope not.
No.
Yeah, but teachers don't like dealing with bullies. teachers don't like dealing with bullying because they can't exclude children, and all this sort of stuff.
I know there's a lot of rules and regulations around how you deal with these things. Yeah, there's a bullying policy, which is probably sitting up on a shelf gathering dust. Yeah, and I understand that. Schools find it difficult to deal with bullying. Because sometimes they have very unresponsive parents, particularly if it's the bully's parents. They tend to be unresponsive. Siobhan, have you ever had bullying, by the way? Any of your kids? No, not you personally, yourself, but your kids. Apart from that incident that you told me about, have any of your kids ever been bullied in school?
Yes, my youngest daughter. Oh, terrible. And she's out of school now. She goes to a different kind of school.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's awful. I know what I know.
It's awful.
Yeah, and have you had any problems
so
like that?
Horrible.
I have indeed. Yeah, I've experienced two daughters being bullied, unfortunately, yeah.
It's shocking, isn't it? Why kids would do that to each other.
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
And it's getting worse.
And a lot of it is on the phones, yeah. And it is, yeah. It's heartbreaking. There's nothing you can do about it, you know. And as you're saying, there's some of the schools they don't want to know. You know, they have a chat with the kids and they think it's sorted. It's far from sorted.
Okay, let me just go to TJ as well. TJ, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, TJ. TJ, you think children deserve, well, depending on their age, deserve privacy?
Yes, I think a 16-year-old definitely does have a right to privacy. I think, like, if your parents is entrusting you with a phone, like, if they had maybe discussed plans to put a parental lock or something on there till you're 18, then that's a different situation, but if they're giving you a phone and you're 16, I think you have a right to privacy, what goes on there. And if the parent genuinely has concerns for maybe something that they think that you're in harm's way or you could be causing harm, then it's a conversation to be had. But if it's a case of that they're looking through your phone behind your back, I would definitely feel as a 16-year-old, like my parent doesn't trust me and they have invaded my privacy.
But they don't really trust you. Here's the thing. TJ, can I ask you, if it's not too rude, what age you are? You sound young.
I'm 22.
Okay, so it's not that long ago.
That explains it all.
No, hang on. No, to be fair, it's not that long ago that you were 16, right? But later in life, you know, I've got kids, Siobhan's got kids, Anne's got kids. Yeah. When you have a teenage daughter or son, a lot of what comes out of their mouth is a lie. I mean, what was it Judge Judy said? Every teenager, as soon as they open their mouth, they lie. So, you know, and by the way, they're not intentional, horrible lies. You know, it's usually to protect you from stuff that they don't want you to know about. You know, and it's usually quite innocent stuff, right? But what I'm saying is you have a duty as a parent up to the age of 18, although I would probably say 17, you know, when it comes to privacy. But you do have a duty to protect them. And if you're looking at your daughter and you're seeing your relationship becoming distant, now, I do know that teenagers become distant anyway because they get a wider circle of friends and all that kind of stuff. But if you're seeing her and there's looking like there's something wrong, do you not think you have a responsibility, TJ, to look in that phone, even though they haven't given you permission to do it, but to look at it?
To look in the phone, I definitely feel like, a parent would have a responsibility to look through it. But I just feel like at the same time, like I could see why maybe, you know, the child might react negatively to that.
Yeah, I can see why they would react negatively. You
know,
yeah,
I definitely feel like as a parent, like you want to protect your child. Like that can't actually be argued. Like I know, like at that age, if my mother was stuck to my phone, I wouldn't be happy about it. Mm-hmm. But if she felt like, you know, it was necessary that like something, like she felt I was distant, like you said, or anything along those lines, then I get why she would feel the need to do that as my parents. But I can't help but feel at the same time, probably at that age, that I definitely wouldn't have liked it. I would have reacted negatively because it's like depending on the child, I feel like my mother thinks like I have something to hide, where like that might not always be the case. And at the same time, if I do have like some things that maybe I want to keep to myself, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, something that you want to keep private. Yeah.
Yeah, something. So it's like, I definitely get from the parent's perspective, like I can't fault any parents that would feel the need to look through their child's phone because there would have to be a reason. But
I ask you an honest question? When you were 16 and you had your smartphone, I suppose that was when the kind of boom came of social media, probably about 6-7 years ago. If your mother had a look through your phone without you knowing, would you be concerned about what was on your phone?
at 16, there were some things probably maybe, yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want her to see, like?
Yeah, maybe some messages between me and my friends, like private conversations, you know?
Hmm. Would they have been of a slightly graphic nature, maybe, or about boys, or?
No, not even that, but maybe something like personal, like going on in their life, my life, that I wasn't ready to share yet, maybe. Like, there's some things that you just keep between your friends. And I would be like, that's not only invasion of my privacy, but that's also an invasion of their privacy. She wants to like come across that. But like, that's only me. Like, I know like there's other like children who like 16 year olds that maybe there are things that on their phones that could be harmful. So I could see why it would be necessary for their phones to be looked through, but it's still like, I still like can't help but like, maybe because I am that bit younger, I still would like sympathize with having like my phone looked through. I wouldn't be like happy about it. I can't like it would. I definitely had a negative reaction at that time.
No, it doesn't matter that you're 22. Your opinion is equally as important. Actually, your opinion is more important probably when it comes to this kind of conversation. But Anne, what TJ said, it does kind of make a bit of sense. I do understand, you know, because we had our privacy because we didn't have phones. And as I said to you and Siobhan earlier on, there was stuff that we said to our mates in the yard. That was the phone of the day in the yard about, you know, oh, look, she's gorgeous, isn't she? Or whatever. And your mates be saying, oh, yeah, it was way harder than I, you know. Those kind of conversations, right? Okay. And nowadays, those conversations happen on a mobile phone. They don't happen in the yard anymore. So, like, we wouldn't want, you wouldn't have wanted Anne, your parents, to know it. When you were 16, would you want your parents to know everything you said to your mates?
No, but I would be going through, I wouldn't be looking through conversations with my daughter's friends.
What would you be looking when you look at the phone? When you look on the phone, what are you looking at?
It's more like, you know, the Snapchat of random people or that they probably don't know, or you just kind of, I don't know how to explain it. You just know, like, if there was, you know, comments on different videos, things like that. But I wouldn't be going through any conversations that they're having with their friends. Because they're their friends, and I'd like to think that what they're talking about is, you know, that's, I've never done that. Well, I've seen like pictures and things like that, and comments on, and private messages from boys, things like that as well. Would have more looked into.
Well, they are conversations, aren't they? Private messages back and forward.
They are, but I mean, it's not their friends; it's random boys. You know, I just feel like it's a little bit different.
Mm. Yeah.
And the worrying thing is, and I actually only had it this evening. They think they're their friends. They're like, oh, yeah, my friend, because they're contacting them like all the time on the phone. They don't even know. They've never even met. They all instantly think it's their friends. It's not. You've never even met this person before.
You don't know.
You know?
Yeah.
So you don't know who this person is, but they think, oh, it's your friend on Snapchat, it's your friend on social media. So they're thinking they can probably trust them a little bit more. That's who I'm looking at, you know?
And that's a fair point, TJ, just before we get to the break. Every kid now thinks they have loads of friends. When I was in school, I had like 10 friends. But every kid, you know, because they're not your friends. I mean, if I go onto my Facebook page, I have 87,000 friends. I don't know any of them, or most of them, that's for sure.
And you try to explain that to them, you know, like, I totally understand if they're, you know, they privacy with friends. I wouldn't go through their, like, if they, my girls have best friends, I wouldn't dare go through their messages, because that's, I think that's different. I'm just more looking out for them. I don't want them to be like, as I said, bullied by boys or random girls group chats they've been thrown out of. And I'm very open with my girls. I'm very lucky. Usually they do come and tell me if something's going on, and I have an idea of it. That's when I'm more on alert as well, you know.
But okay, well, do me a favour. Stay there, Anne, for a second. And Siobhan, please stay with me and TJ. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Now, let me just go back to Siobhan as well, and I'll talk to somebody else as well a second on, if you want to. Siobhan, hi, how are you?
Hi, hello.
Now, getting back to what TJ said there before the break, that, you know, 16, she wouldn't be very happy if her parents looked at her phone. There is stuff in there that she might not want them to see. Not that it's really dangerous or mad or anything like that, but, you know, she's put it there knowing that they wouldn't see it. You know, that's just conversations between her and her friends that would be private.
I wouldn't really be looking at conversations like that. When I get that phone in my hand, yeah, first thing I'm going to is the gallery. Yeah? So see at the bottom of your screen, if you flick it up or whatever, it gives you the option to show you all the recent, yeah?
Recent photographs.
Recent apps. Like apps that they've been on, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's where I'm going. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I'll check like their internet history, just to see what they've been searching. Is anybody looking for the morning after pill here? Or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is what you're looking for. So I'm not really interested in conversations that she's having with her friends, you know? I'm really looking
at... You did find a voice note from those two lads to your son. So I'm assuming that was in WhatsApp, was it?
Yeah. Now, if you are happy to just give a mobile phone to your youngster and not monitor that, then you are, you know, you're a little bit out of touch, you know? You are the parent here and you've got to get with it. You've got to keep up with them because they are so private and they're moving away. And their biggest influence is their friends. They don't give two fucks what you think anymore, you know?
Mm.
And the older they get, the harder that is, you know? So I think it is your duty, really, as a parent, your responsibility to check that phone. You might as well just leave your front door open all day and let whoever you want walk in and out of your house. Because that's what you're doing, but they're doing it through a phone. You know what I mean?
See, let me come back to TJ. TJ... One could argue that children nowadays, and, you know, realistically, whether you like the word or not, you're a child up to the age of 18, according to the law, that children nowadays have too much freedom. I mean, because when we were young, myself, Anne and Siobhan, now they're not the same age as me, I'm a bit older probably the two of them, but when we were young, we didn't have those freedoms. We didn't have the information available to us that we have. We didn't have the connection to so many people that you have. So we didn't need that same protection. The only protection my mom and dad had to do was protect me from the kids on the road and protect me from the kids in school. That's all they had to do. There was nothing else to protect me from. But now we've protect you from the whole world. We have to protect you from the kids in school, the kids on the road, the kids who know the kids in school, the kids who are friends of the kids on the road, the kids that you walk past on the street who've taken your picture or want to snap you or whatever it is. I don't know. We have to protect you from everybody. So it's a bigger job, TJ.
Yeah, no, definitely. I do agree with that, like with social media and the internet, like it's a lot more dangerous for children now because of the things that are so easily accessible. Like I can't even disagree with that. Like there's like only so much, even if you put the parental lock and stuff, you go to school, there may be children who don't have as much maybe restriction on their phone. And then you're learning all these things, even if it's not through the internet, it's through word of mouth. And it is that much harder to protect your children from things you maybe not want them to be exposed to at such a young age. Like, I don't even disagree with that. It's just, like, it's just difficult at the same time because it's like, if my parents is giving me a phone, I'm automatically assuming, like, that they trust that I'm, like, I have, like, only good intentions to, like, communicate, like, with my friends or, like, just even, like, Snapchat and things like that. It's just, like, you know, between friends, it's, like, harmless. But I get how easily it can become harmful, especially like I think someone was saying about how, like, you know, you can have like so much, like thousands of friends on social media now, but they're not actually your friends.
No.
And you're snapping and talking to all these people, but you don't really know them, and that is the scary part.
Your friend knows them, or your friend knows one of them who knows one and who knows somebody else.
He knows, but at the same time, like, if you're looking through my phone, like, I can't help but feel like you don't trust me. Like, that's where, like, I'm kind of coming from in that sense. But I do understand, like, a parent, how they have been, like, feel necessary to look through my phone if they feel like it.
Well, here's the problem. And if I ask Siobhan and Anne straight question, they don't trust you. You know, I don't mean you particularly, TJ. I mean, they're kids. You can't. Am I wrong in saying that, Siobhan and Anne, that you... Although you love your kids and you would love to think that everything they tell you is the truth, you know, but Siobhan...
It is now. What are you talking about?
Yeah, sure. Do you trust them?
No, I don't. I trust them to a certain extent. I trust them that they're not going to steal from people. They're not going to rob old ladies. They're not going to dodge the fare. I trust them in that sense. Do you get me?
Mm.
But I don't trust their judgment, Niall. That's it, really, you know?
Mm.
Because I've seen some little shits of friends come and go over the years, and they just rush in, stay for a week or two, and then they leave. But they, you know, while they've come and gone, it just does a little bit of damage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I think look through your kids' phones, because I tell you what, your kid might be feeling isolated and lonely. They might just be withdrawn from people, and you know, it affects their mood, how they get on in school, and it all comes from that little device in their hand. So just have a look at it. You're not overstepping a boundary. You're really not. And then what if you looked in that phone and you found out your kid was causing misery? You know what I mean?
No, I get you. Stay there, both of you. Let me just get a father's opinion here as well. Oisín, hi, how are you?
Hey, Noel, how are you? Welcome to the new Talk to Joe show.
I won't be taking over from Joe, don't you worry. But if somebody wants to offer me his wages, I'd be happy enough to take it.
Wash your hands.
Good afternoon. Okay.
Joe Boylan.
So, Oisín, you have kids. So, I mean, TJ makes a good point. You know, that at 16, maybe you shouldn't be invading their privacy. They should have some level of privacy. Would you look at a kid's phone at 16?
You're damn right I have. And my son's... now, with my son, yeah, it's he seems to be fairly well grounded, so on and so forth.
I'm not saying every day, but I'm saying if you feel there was a need to, yeah.
The odd time, yeah. No, every parent knows when something is up. You know, okay, look, they come home from school, they've had a bad day. But every parent has that intuition. You see, no, don't forget, people have a horrible way of treating each other like crap. Kids or otherwise.
Yeah.
We say stuff we don't mean, or everybody gangs up on somebody, and we literally have a propensity to insult each other to the point where it becomes a huge problem. Yeah. Where it shouldn't have been a problem in the first place.
Yeah. So if your kid, here's the thing, if your kid comes home in bad mood, and you say to your kid, what happened? And they go, oh, bit of drama today in school. Mary did this, and John said this to Mary, and Mary said this to John. And they're talking to you about it. That's probably fine. But if your kid comes home from school and they're feeling a bit down constantly, and you ask them what's wrong, and they're saying nothing, then there's a problem.
That's the first red flag for me. And I will, obviously, like every parent, look, I've made mistakes, like every other parent out there. I'm not perfect. I'm no angel. Never will be. And I'll try my best to sit down and go, listen, what's after happening? What's going on? And again, like the other caller, as soon as one or the other has a shower.
What's the story with the shower? Why are we all waiting until they go into the shower? Kids all over the country are listening going, I'm never going to have a shower again. I'm bringing the phone into the shower with me.
All of a sudden, your kids are going around manky. They stink like death.
You're the third one to say when they're in the shower. Go on. Yeah.
No. In fairness, no, I have checked. Now, I've got to be honest. You know, my daughter's gone through a tough time at the moment. And I'm sort of going, look, you know, come and talk to me. You know, you have to kind of bring it back to the bare bones basics. Yeah. Like when we were all, I was born in the 70s, same as you. We were actually in the same home together and then never moved.
Okay.
And no, genuinely.
At the same time. I know, I was in the 60s. You were in the 70s.
No, I was 70s. Yeah. Well, not the same time, but the same home on the Navan Road there.
Yeah.
But times have changed. And it's amazing. You know, technology has a way of affecting everybody, whether you're a child or an adult.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And there has to be a point where, especially adults, regardless of what you've gone through, regardless of what your past is, your mistakes, blah, 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 you have to be able to sit down with your kids and go, listen, what are you doing here? You know, I've caught my kids a few times now and I've gone, what are you watching? Why? Why? Mm-hmm. What, you know, seriously, what are you doing? And I've never come across anything nefarious or frightening. I haven't. I really haven't. But I have seen bullying on my daughter's phone. I have. And I've actually gone around to two parents. And I've literally... It's not a big man story here, though. I've literally had to sort it out myself because one of their daughters was a little witch. And again, like a lot of the, in fairness, the mothers and female callers there, they all said the same thing. They said something that was not meant or directed at a said person, and it got around and it spread.
Mm. And that's what can happen.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
And I have to sort this out. So, again, it's not about being a big man or a big father. I had to sort this out. And I wasn't happy. I really wasn't happy. So basically, come 10 o'clock at night, their phones are downstairs on charge. They don't have them.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.